Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning and we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? We're finishing our series on brokenness and dependence on God. And we'll start into our next part of this series, relinquishing your rights. And hopefully you'll see the connection between the two. Just as a reminder, you can always contact me through my blog at wecanprepare.org or email me at diane@wecanprepare.org. If you've got any questions or feedback, again, we're going to be looking at some modifications to our schedule. And if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to sign up at wecanprepare.org through FeedBlitz, and we will get in touch with you regarding any schedule changes. Our goal also through the blog is to keep y'all motivated, keep us all motivated to continue the pursuit of dependence on God, knowing Him personally. A lot of times we will get an insight, receive strength and encouragement on dependence, on knowing Him personally. But that may fall by the wayside as we are returned to our usual day-to-day circumstances and we continue to try what used to work, but God is no longer letting work. So we publish and distribute various articles, reminders, hopefully some prophetic insight, as well as hopefully just some fun encouragement. We do want to remember that God's way of doing things is not our way. We are on a different wavelength than organized religion. We don't want to allow others to determine what is relationship for us. This is something you will have to develop with God for yourself. He is not a mental exercise. Knowing God is not about knowing intellectually who He is, but knowing by experience. This is what we're coming to the culmination of this Practical Christianity series. And hopefully what you've realized is that if all your relationship with God is religion, you don't know God. God has made Himself known to us in our spirit, but He is not settling for just that. His desire is that we would be fully in Him, spirit, soul, and body. Just as He and the Son are one, He wants us to be one in Him. So very often when we receive an insight or understanding, it doesn't go any further, and because we don't take Him up on it. We don't take that step of recognizing the pervasiveness, the extent of the impact that God has in our lives. So when we talk about who God is, when we talk about how he wants to make himself known to us. We're talking about a reality that most Christians, unfortunately, either haven't experienced or don't know they can experience, or are putting off till some other time. And if that's you, it's not that difficult to take him up on it. We're not talking about effort. We're talking about availability. We just say, Lord, whatever you have for me, I want it. Don't let me settle for anything less than everything you have for me right now. Again, don't let me settle for less than everything you have for me right now. So when we talk about what it is that God is doing in our lives, let's not get caught up in the whole idea of calling or being productive or finding meaning even. Instead, it's about relationship. What goes on inside of you is the change. No one else may even see a difference in you. But if you are experiencing that greater peace and rest and joy, that freedom, that healing, that's his intent for your life. He's not about measuring your achievement, your advancing the kingdom. He's about knowing you. How often we look to others to determine how we're doing, or we look to standards on how we're doing. When God says, no, this is my way, walk in it. And his way is alone with him. As we get to know him, as we get to know him on his terms, that's how we get to recognize our own identity. And the things that used to cause us to stumble, they just fall along the wayside without any effort. There are things we're going to struggle with, but it's because he wants us to work for what is valuable to him. We think that it should be easy. But when we remember that we don't value what costs us nothing, we don't value it. We don't give it attention. We don't give it high regard. We don't protect it. We don't consider it. We don't give it the time and attention it deserves. So the more we value our relationship with God, the more time and attention we will give it, and vice versa. We think that proving to God how much we love him will look like this, that, or the other thing about how often we go to church, how much we tithe, how much we sacrifice or are obedient, whatever that means. But what it really comes down to is, what is God saying to you? Are you taking the time to find out what God is saying to you? If you're not even doing that, to draw any conclusions that, okay, I'm pleasing to God, I'm doing His work, I'm entering into His kingdom, is merely misleading. So when we approach Him, when we ask for His direction and when we ask for and give Him permission to do whatever's necessary in our lives, we are fully complying with the desires He has for us now. Again, it's not about accomplishing something or entering into His kingdom or advancing it. His kingdom is already built. We enter it. And as we do so, as we do that, we recognize that in our spirit, it's all been accomplished. It's in our soul that the hindrances lie. And that it does require work and effort. And God creates those strategies just for that purpose. The circumstances in your life, He's created those for you. They're not against you, they are for you. They're not just something to get through. They're something to overcome. We learn through repetition, but so often we don't have to repeat so often the things that we go through over and over and over again, which is one of the reasons why very often we can look back and see an area where we're struggling and identify, because we can say, okay, that's an area that I keep going through over and over and over again. You know, keep going around the same mountain. So until we learn to what God wants to do with that mountain, we're going to continue in that struggle. Sometimes God wants us to overcome, you know, climb over the mountain. Sometimes He wants to go around it. Sometimes He wants us to go under it or through it. Sometimes He wants us to speak to it and remove it. What's important to God is not the mountain, but are you depending on Him to get your moment-by-moment instructions, life, in order to know what to do and then do it about that mountain? So this is has a great connection with the whole concept of brokenness. When we talk about brokenness, and very often, again, we don't even realize that this is what's been going on, is that we've realized that there's no amount of effort of any kind, stress, work, emotional angst, that will motivate God to do what we want Him to do. He will not be manipulated, thankfully. when we talk about how he reveals himself, it's all his choosing. It's all his way of doing things. It's all his approach to our particular situation. He's never one size fits all. He's never a reflection of what we want him to do. It's always about his way of doing things. We also remind ourselves how gentle and merciful and generous he is, that he doesn't make all the changes at once. We would not be able to handle it. We would not be able to comprehend and experience the full change he wants to bring. So we're grateful that he spreads it out, that he lets us go and move through the training at a pace that's appropriate for us. So in talking about brokenness, you can't compare your experience to anyone else. It's going to take as long as is appropriate for you. Not for what you think it should be, regardless of how much you cooperate. Going to take as long as it should. Now, there's a big basic breaking. And just as a reminder, just because you go through hard times or, you know, devastating times doesn't mean you've gone through brokenness. If you come out on the other side in dependence on him, you've been changed. So many people go through difficult situations and think they've been broken because it was so hard. And in the sense, they may have gone, they may have been broken in a whole different sense, but not by God. Because that breaking from him, it's like crossing the 50% mark. It's like crossing the line that we recognize that we have experienced a new level of dependence on God that we've never experienced before. He's not a, he's not relying on your cooperation. So he's not going to be all that concerned that you don't understand what's going on. And this is goes back to our desire to control. We want to know what he's doing, understand, so we will have a level of control. We want to help him out. We want to go through it fast as possible. And so we figure if we know what's going on, we'll be able to cooperate and make it go faster, or at least not slow it down. And boom, right there we see our self-life. We're trying to manipulate God. If we can just cooperate with him, we will have an effect on what he's doing. And part of the big deal of breaking is resignation acceptance, embracing, dependence, that whatever God is doing to you and through you is unaffected by your will, your mind, or your emotions. In other words, no matter how hard you try, no matter how you are emotionally upset or angry or hurting or trying to cooperate or trying to understand, no matter how much effort you put into understanding or dealing with the stress, it doesn't affect God. When we come to that realization that we are fully available, when he's going to do what he's going to do, regardless of how much we cry out in pain, of whatever kind, of not understanding, of being in the dark. It's like being locked in a room with the lights turned off and knowing that the door is locked and you have no way of getting out, but knowing that God is in there with you and just sitting there and waiting for him to open the door. Letting him decide when to let you out, when to turn the lights on, when to go to the next thing. Another example that I love is, Jesus says, I want to take you for a ride in my rowboat. And we get so excited we're going to spend time with him alone. And we get down to the rowboat and we sit down, we take the oars. He says, no, I'm going to take the oars. And he starts to row out into the middle of the river. And it's a rushing river. And all of a sudden, he takes the oars and he throws them out of the boat. You're at the mercy of the river with no way of controlling it. But God is in the boat. Can you just relax and enjoy being with him? You're in the boat with him. Don't worry about how you react mentally or emotionally or responsively. Those are all temporary reactions. Just rest. He's in the boat with you. This is exactly what he wanted to be happening. So as we experience that breaking, we will come out. Once finally we get to our destination and we get out of the boat with God, having gone through that experience with him changes us. We have a confidence based on experience that we cannot get in any other way. It's not something you can share with others. It's not something you can even explain to others or sometimes even yourself. But it's there, and you know it, and you know things will never be the same. And there will be subsequent breakings. There will be other things that the Lord puts his finger on. But when we're talking about being brokenness, about brokenness, we are mainly referring to the initial breaking of self-life, of our strength and our soul. But this initiates bonding in our spirit, soul, and body together. That breaking breaks the hindrances, and God can really get to work. This is not to say that there are not going to be more breakings, only that once this initial breaking has been accomplished, the rest of the process is less intense because you're past that 50% mark. You've crossed the line. You know now by experience. You have the confidence that not only is God in control, but that you are not. You have no influence. He can be trusted because you've trusted him through this experience. And it's fine, whatever he does. You've been through the fire with him. And now any other experience, any other breaking, any other fire is going to be less intense. You've been there, done that. Generally, the subsequent breakings will involve specific aspects of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion, and even, to a lesser extent, your body. But they'll deal with different areas of strength, different areas of weakness, different specifics. These smaller breakings will be easier, not because you have more understanding, but because there will be a greater acceptance, and you'll know better how to depend, how to let go, how to relax and rest. So we can be aware ahead of time that there is a breaking process that all Christians must go through in order to enter into that rest, into a dependent relationship with God. In order to receive his strength, his control in life, ours must be broken. Our strength, our control, our life, our kingdom must be broken. A significant way that the Lord does this is to require of us that we give up and relinquish our rights to run our own lives, to make our own decisions, or even decide what God's rights are. This is what we're going to be getting into next. And hopefully you'll see the connection between that brokenness and relinquishing our rights. Because the very notion that we have rights is what needs to be broken. Remember, you're a spirit being. You don't have a right to anything. You already have everything. You don't have a right to your inheritance. You've received your inheritance. This shift in our mindset will change everything. Our strength will no longer come from having to get somewhere, to grow into something, to achieve something, to be somewhere other than where we are right now. But the effect it has in our soulical life here on this earth, we will find what really matters to us as God puts his finger on our rights. So we'll be picking it up there next Monday. Tune in then, and tune in tomorrow at 7:30, and we'll be following with our Getting Healed series. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.